Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for May 20th. God is awake. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. 1 Kings 18:38. Elijah asked, and God responded immediately. The prophets of Baal spent all day trying to call down fire from heaven, and nothing happened because Baal was a false god. But as soon as Elijah prayed, God sent fire from heaven that burned up the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, the dirt, and even the water in the trench around the altar. God was not asleep or on vacation. He was not surprised or startled. He heard Elijah's prayer and answered him. Sometimes when you pray, you might think that God doesn't hear, or that he's too busy to listen, or that you're not important enough to him. All of these are lies of the devil. The Bible says God hears the prayers of his children and always gives them what is best. God always knows and does what's best, even though sometimes you might think that he doesn't know what he's doing. Just as he did for Elijah, he'll always prove himself mighty and worthy of your worship. Even though God is always awake and never sleeps, sometimes Christians sleep spiritually. How do they do that? Well, they choose not to go to church or fail to read God's word and talk to him in prayer. They forget God and live as though he cannot see them. But God never rests. He wants you to come to him and spend time with him. He wants you to talk to him, to tell him the good and bad things that have happened today. He wants you to tell him your needs so that he can show you his mighty hand. He's always there and always hears you when you pray. God never sleeps and always watches over his children. Do you live as if God is sleeping and cannot see you? Do you believe that God knows everything about you and never sleeps? What would you do differently if you could see God standing right beside you? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for May 20th.